One who pleases his parents pleases Allah. 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 Pleases Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Jibreel alayhi salam gave me glad tidings that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever recites salat upon you, Allah azza wa jal sends mercy to him, and whoever sends salam to you, Allah azza wa jal sends peace to him. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, educating our children in the correct way is a fundamental obligation that we have. A child possesses the ability to accept both good and bad, and right and wrong. If the upbringing is correct, then the child grows up on the right path and recognizes the good. But if the upbringing is bad, then the child will go on the wrong path. Honor and respect of parents comes from a fundamental grounding in Islamic principles. The child needs to be shown from an early age what is right. My dear Islamic brothers, the world has recognized that when the child gets to school and college and university, although it can gain worldly education, knowledge gained in childhood will stick with the child and will leave a fundamental imprint on the heart of the child. And to change that is very, very difficult. So these days, in countries where they're trying to work with young children and educate them in a better way, they recognize that parental input at an early age is absolutely crucial in development of a child. To the extent that now teachers in schools, primary schools, are encouraging parents to spend more time with their children and to teach them things, because the teachers are saying, we struggle to teach in the few hours we have, and parents are best placed for this obligation. And the first school that a child goes through is the four walls of his home. The first teachers are the parents. And the child remains a full-time pupil in this school for a number of years. He gains from this school his foundation course, his good and his bad habits. He learns and develops his intellectual ability. He acquires his morals, his awareness, the things he can do, the things he can't do, the good, the bad. In these early years, he factually analyzes these environments, and whatever he concludes gets written in stone on his heart. So, from an early age, if he is given an Islamic upbringing, then this is imprinted on his heart. Let me give you a little example. In this country, we see that you could have a lot of youngsters who may not pray, who are away from deen, who are disrespectful to their parents, who do a lot of bad things. But when it comes to Friday prayers, they are always there at Jummah prayers. Why? Because right from the early age, they learnt from their parents the importance of Jummah prayer. It was ingrained in their mind that this thing that happens on a Friday afternoon is absolutely crucial and fundamental. So they still turn up to pray on a Friday. And yet they don't do anything else. The key to it was that it was ingrained into them from an early age. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, when it comes to our children, we are under a great responsibility. We are under a responsibility to set examples. If we don't read namaz and expect the child to read namaz, we are kidding ourselves. If we don't read the Quran but expect our child to read the Quran, we are kidding ourselves. If we do not act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam but expect our child to follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are living in a fanciful world. If we disrespect our parents but expect that our children, despite seeing that, are going to respect us, then we are kidding ourselves. Today, if we sit at home and we watch movies and expect our children not to watch the wrong thing, then we are fooling ourselves. Today, if we sit in our car and we listen to music with our children and then expect that our children will not listen to music, then we are kidding ourselves. If we listen to music but expect that our children will listen to the naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are mistaken. If we dress in revealing clothes, our mothers and our sisters, and then expect our daughters not to do that, we are actually mistaken that our children will not do this. If we look at the wrong things but expect that our children will protect their eyes, we are mistaken and we are fooling ourselves. If we look at the wrong things, they will follow suit. If we listen to the wrong things and expect that they won't do it, we are fooling ourselves. If we shout, scream and swear in front of our children, but expect the children to control their anger and control their tongue and not to swear, we are fooling ourselves. If we live a life of sin and don't pray and don't try and achieve the rizā of Allah Azza wa Jal, but expect our children to be pious, then we are kidding ourselves. We are being foolish in expecting the impossible. We need to try and teach them before they start to rebel. When they get to 10, 11, 12 and 13, you start to detect the signs of rebellion within them. They won't, they'll look you in the eye. They will answer back to you. They will start to rebel. Maybe you've missed something in the early ages. You've not taught them the right thing. But even then, there may be time. If you amend your ways, and they see you reading the Quran and acting upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they too will start to soften. The problem is, a lot of parents, when the child gets to 13 and 14 and 15 and starts to do the wrong things, and when they get caught and they get locked up, or the daughter does something that she shouldn't, the parents are going to say, but beta, we were Muslims. Did you not know that Islam doesn't like this? And the child may not with his tongue say this, but through his actions and through the look on his face says, hang on a minute. I've spent 15 or 12 or 14 years of my life in your company. I didn't see an Islam anywhere. Today, now that I've done a wrong thing, you're telling me that we are Muslims and we have to abide by the Quran and Sunnah and that drinking alcohol is wrong? When did you teach me this? When did you teach me that doing drugs was the wrong thing? When did you teach me that looking at movies was wrong? When did you teach me that listening to music was wrong? Why today, when I'm 15 and it's part of my life, are you trying to teach me this? And you know what, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Monday Channel? That child is right. We have failed in our duty. It's important that from an early age we recognize this. We give the child an environment where the child's mindset can develop. We can imprint onto the heart of this child the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Quran and the Hadith and the Sunnah. And the love of parents will naturally flow from this. Today, we need to teach our children. One of the problems we have is that mother and father often argue in front of children, and then children take sides, and this is encouraged, and it breaks up families. And it has a devastating effect on the mindset of the child. Psychologists have now said, child psychologists say, it absolutely destroys the mind of a child. Never argue in front of your children. Mother should teach respect for the father. Father should teach respect for the mother. You know, not long ago, when the father used to arrive home from work, the mother used to say to the children, be quiet, your father has worked all day for you. He's trying to earn money to so that he can buy you whatever you want and put bread on the table. So he's come home from work, he's going to be tired. Please don't make a racket and massage his feet and kiss his hands and make him happy. And the father used to walk in and the children were stood there and they used to please. And the father used to become happy even though he's had a long day at work. Today the mother says, oh, your dad's not very good, he's useless. He's been out and God knows what he's been doing. And the child starts to disrespect the father. But he's not going to come any closer to the mother in this way. All the mother does is destroys the household. What the father and mother should be doing, no matter what their difference is working together to instill in the child respect for each other. Your mother has been working all day over that hot stove to make this for you. You should appreciate it better. You should recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And you should also thank your mother. She spent 3 hours stood there in the kitchen making this. Teach the children. And mother should say, your father works hard. You know, he works a full hour and gets paid X amount. And yet you are buying these expensive shoes. Better at least appreciate it. And if mother and father start to teach the child respect for each other, the child's mindset will change. Never argue in front of the child. Teach the child respect. Keep the children happy as well. Make a madani environment in the home where there's always happiness. These grudges and everything else, they destroy the child's mind. And try and keep the child happy. Try and get the child to the mosque regularly. Try and teach him how to make dua properly. The children who make dua properly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla become stronger. Play with the children. Spend time with them. Don't just give them over to the television. Whenever they don't understand something or they do something wrong, don't just start to shout at them or beat them straight away. No. The answer is, explain things to them. Give them a chance to understand. Simply by shouting and screaming at them, it doesn't work. Or give them a clip around the ear, it doesn't work. Sit, talk to them. Yes, establish a status where the child knows this is my father. Yes, even though he's playing with me, his status is up there. Keep that. Don't get too friendly with your children. Yes, but spend time with them. Explain things to them. Become friendly with them. Give them the opportunity to talk to you, because you would rather your 12 and 13 and 14 year old came and talked to you about their problems than talk to somebody else outside. Save your children from bad company, because a lot of children, they simply say, I'm going to my friend's house. Father doesn't check, mother doesn't check, doesn't know where they are, and they could be anywhere. In those early years, it's absolutely crucial that you know 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, exactly where your child is and exactly what he is doing. You are the custodian and guardian over that child, over his mind and over his ways. And you need to make sure you protect him from anything that's wrong. And we can only do that if we know where the child is. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, it is very, very important that we change the way that we bring up our children. We teach them manners in childhood so that those become ingrained in their hearts, because those childhood manners are so strong that they will continue to benefit the child for the rest of his life. No matter what age the child reaches, those things that you teach him in those initial 10 to 12 years, through example, will stick with the child for the rest of his life. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi explains that in those early years, it is like a branch, a soft branch, in its early years of growth. And you can turn it any way you want to, and the child will go. You can make him a hafiz of Quran. You can make him an alim-e-deen. You can make him respect you. You can show him the ways of the Quran and Sunnah. You can bring up his morals. You can teach him how to talk softly. You can teach him anything. You can make him an engineer, a doctor, but also at the same time, you can make him a good person and a good ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose heart is filled with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love for the Quran and the Sunnah. You can make him that. It's your choice. If you give him time, you can make him that. Or you can hand him over to the dogs of this world to do as they please with him. If in that early age, you take this branch and you put a stick next to it and you let it grow in a beautiful way, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says you can shape it wherever you want. But once it is dry, once it gets to 12, 13, 14 years, 15 years of age, then it's a dry branch. You try to bend it, it'll break, but you won't be able to do anything with it. And unfortunately, that's when we try. So important to highlight these early years and the work that we have to do. We have to have a proper understanding of the child's mindset and know that we are the most important teachers in the life of this child. We have to not only teach him the Quran and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also teach him how to honor and respect parents and teachers. As the child grows up, we need to be in charge of the child's mindset and moral upbringing. We can't leave them to the world. It is the responsibility of the father to sit the child down, to read the Quran with the child. And the benefits of this, the scholars have written, is amazing. Even though the teacher of the madrasa might be doing it, if the father sits down with the child and reads or listens to the child, it'll have an amazing effect on the child. If the father and mother sit down and do dars from Fazani Sunnat at home, it'll have an amazing effect on the child. As the child gets older, you will see that the child will want to do this dars. And he will ask for opportunities to do it. And he will have this love for teaching the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If in your household, you show a love for natipaks, and whether you are in the car or you're in the home, you are constantly playing different natipaks, and when you even sat in your chair or on your sofa, you are humming natipaks, and you're reciting that back, the child thinks how amazing this is, and the child starts to copy you, and we've all seen it. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, what we make of our children is up to us. We can teach them whatever we want. It's really up to us to give them the best moral upbringing. It's really up to us to give them the best education, and we will reap the rewards of that. Because as the child gets older, his role models in life become his parents. And as he sees that his parents are now getting to an age where they need my help, he has such a strong bond and connection with his parents that he seizes upon the opportunity to help his parents. He sees as a blessing the chance to serve his parents. As he gets to 17, 20, 25, even when he has his own family, He knows that the most important people are his parents. And then the cycle starts again. He has had a good upbringing. He is now respecting his parents, and his children will do the same. May Allah Azawajal give us all the tawfiq to teach our children in the proper way. May Allah Azawajal keep us all away from that dreaded night when our child doesn't return home at time and we worry and cringe all night at what he's going to come back, what time he's going to come back, and how, in what state he's going to come back. Gosh, we knew that our child is away for 2 days. But I don't need to worry, because Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, he is traveling in the Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami. He's gone to learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I know it's Thursday night. He's going to come back late tonight because he is at the sunnah-inspired ijtama of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I know that it's 3 nights a week he goes to learn the Quran at the Madrasat al-Balighan in the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat Islami. Oh, my child is sat downstairs, the TV is on, but I can hear Madni channel in the background. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, he is listening to Naz and listening to and learning the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jalla give us all the ability to build a Madni environment in our homes. And we all have that opportunity to do that. In the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, there is a full Madni mindset and a Madni environment that we can adopt. If we turn on Madni channel in our homes, it will change our lives. If we attend the weekly seminar-inspired Ijtimaas of Dawat Islami, it will change our lives. If every month we travel on the Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami, it will change our mindset. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, if every night before we go to sleep, we fill in the Madni in our mouth card, there will be a Madni revolution throughout our home. May Allah Azza wa Jal make our homes into beautiful Madni mahals and give us a Madni environment within our surroundings and give our children a Madni heart so that they honor and respect us as they get older. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.